Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that is due his name. And we just praise God for this day, waking us up this morning with the activities of our limbs. It's a little cold here in North Carolina. We're not used to having this kind of cold weather. But anyway, we give God the glory because he's still worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Right, babe?
Amen. He is worthy, and we just thank God for this, the day the Lord has made. And like you, I rejoice, and I'm glad in it because of the God of my salvation. He's still in control. He's just my all in all, and I just get happy when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, because he blesses us over and over and over again, and we just thank God for all of his benefits. Good morning, everybody.
Amen, amen. Well, we are so excited. We, on the 17th, will be our 2-year anniversary that we have been hosting They Overcame broadcast, and we've had some awesome, awesome, awesome testimonies about what our God has done and what he's able to do. I mean, it just is so such a blessing to have heard some of the testimonies that were given. And we just thank God for allowing us to have this ministry and for giving it to us, giving us the idea to have it. We just thank God. We just so blessed and just overwhelmed that it just seems like, babe, it just seems like today that we were celebrating our year anniversary, and now here we are 2 years in the ministry, and things are looking good for us in the natural, in the spirit. But we just praise God because he's good and he's worthy of our praise and he's worthy of the honor that is through his name. Babe, open us up with prayer.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name, oh God. We worship you. We praise you. We just say thank you for goodness and mercy, and we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God, for just blessing us and keeping us. We thank you, Lord, for just who you are, because you are the only wise God, the almighty God, either the keeper, our creator, our supplier of every need. Lord, we just have so much to thank you for, and we say thank you. We humble ourselves before your mighty hand. We come to you, Lord God, even repentant because of all the times that we haven't sought you first. But Lord God, we thank you that even when we were not faithful, you have been faithful. You have been attentive to our need. You have been attentive to our cries. You have been attentive, Lord God. You've been such a good God, an awesome God. And we just love you, and we say thank you right now. Thank you for this time of reflection, this time of looking back and just thinking about all that you have done. But when we think of your goodness and all that you've done for us, down in our soul, we cry out, hallelujah. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray your blessings upon this broadcast today. Move, Lord God, by your spirit. Let your anointing be on this time, Lord, in the name of Jesus, some will hear what they need to hear to go on a little bit further. Lord God, to know that you are in control, to know that they have hope in you, to know that they can turn to you and be saved, be blessed, be delivered, be healed. Hallelujah, be brought out. Be mended, their hearts be mended, their homes be mended, relationships mended, in the name of Jesus, because you are able, Lord God, to do anything. There is nothing too hard for you, and we cast all of our care upon you right now. Lord God, bless this broadcast. Every listener, hallelujah, bless the host in the name of Jesus. Lord, just continue to be merciful and bless in the name of Jesus. We lift up our overall host, Evangelist Bernard. Lord God, move for her. Move in her, Lord God. Bless that ministry to continue to flourish, Lord God, that you will do in New Orleans what you have ordained for her to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, and we just pray, Lord God, Holy Spirit, right now, move upon your people, cause them to wake up early, stir them, Lord God, cause them to call in, not even know what they're doing or why they're doing it, but Lord God, just unctionize them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this time that you have allowed us, these 2 years that have gone by. Lord God, it's only by your goodness. We have gone through some things, Lord God. We've seen and heard of your people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up, hallelujah, one of our other co-hosts, Sister Renita, Lord God. Just continue to bless her and heal and cover her in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We love you, we love you, we thank you. We know that you're able. Move in that place right now, in her body, Lord God. You do the rehabilitation, Lord God. Hallelujah. You do it in the form of healing her body in a miraculous way, Lord God. That will amaze the doctors. That will amaze whoever's life she's touched, that they will know that she serves a healing God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and just bless her home, her finances, Lord God. Everything that could be affected because of this, Lord God, you restore in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. We lift you up right now, and we say thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, I thank you, baby, for remembering to pray for Sister Renita. Sister Renita, I saw the pictures of her her vehicle in the accident, and it's nothing but God that sister is still here. The car was completely totaled. The driver's side was mangled, and I saw the door sitting on the side, which means they had to cut her out of the car. We just praising God that she to be alive after such an accident. It reminds me of my son hasn't been on to give his testimony of how he walked away from an accident like that. And, you know, God is just great. Hallelujah. And he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I see we have a surprise caller on the line. Miss Jeffries, she is a part of my family. Her son was married to my precious cousin who's gone on to be with the Lord, and we're going to open up her line and see if she has something to say to us this morning. Good morning, Miss Jeffries. How are you?
Oh, praise the Lord, Billy. I'm blessed and highly favored. I thank you for acknowledging me being on the line. Jimmy told me about it, and I told him I would call to listen in. I didn't know you could even know I was on. But I just thank God for it and for letting me being able to hear you all this morning.
Amen, amen. Well, Miss Jeffries is a soldier in the army of the Lord, and she is one that what I know of her and you know, when you're part of the family, you get to know some things that people on the outside don't get to know. But I know that Miss Jeffries is a strong soldier in the army of the Lord. And you know, I just thank you for joining us this morning. He did tell me that he had asked you to join us, and we're just here. I don't know if he gave you the full gist of what the broadcast is about, but we're here, and we just take testimonies of the things that God is doing in the lives of his people. We've heard some awesome testimonies over these 2 years, Ms. Jeffrey. We have heard some testimonies that we know that it's nothing but God could do some of the things that we've heard on the testimony. So we thank you for joining us. And do you have a testimony that you would like to share with us today?
Well, I have many. But
I know you do.
I can testify that I'm saved.
Amen.
And I think the greatest testimony that one can have, the Lord has delivered me from many, many things. And I know it was the Lord. I can testify that there is power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because call on that name, he delivered me. I like when you came on, when you were saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And
yes.
Let us exalt his name together. You know, there's strength in unity, and when we start exalting the Lord, he comes in the midst.
Yes,
and I just think this morning, I don't know really I can say that. One thing that when we speak the word of God, he works. The Bible tells us that the angels hearkens to the voice of his word.
Yes.
And in speaking those words and calling on the name of Jesus, we have the strength and the power and the deliverance that we need through that name. I was in a fallen airplane, and the devil said to me, you're going to die. And I told him, that's a lie. I shall not die, but live. And I can say that he left me to tell it. Because if I had not, my life had not been spared, I wouldn't be able to tell it. And I can praise God for that. It's so much I could tell you, maybe from time to time I will, because I could write a book of just testimonies of the goodness of God, how he has delivered, how he has set me free.
Yeah.
I just praise him. And I thank God for history. I like what I've heard. Who was the young man that prayed?
That's my husband.
That was your husband? Well, good morning to you all. I thank God for you. And I just can say, be blessed and continue in the work of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, it's been 2 years that the Lord gave us this ministry, Sister Jeffries. And we have been so blessed. We get a little discouraged sometimes because we don't get the numbers. People don't call in, you know, the way that we thought that they would be calling in. But we're blessed. And when we look in the archives or look on the page that lets us see, you know, if someone is listening or not, they may tune in on the internet, or they may, you know, go back into the archives and listen to the message. And we know that people are being blessed by the testimonies that go over the airwaves. We have had, like I said, some awesome testimonies we've had where someone died and the Lord brought them, you know, back, and they're here, and you know, they're not just here, but they're doing the work of the Lord. They're out there ministering, and you know, to people in the street. They go in the streets and minister. And we just have some awesome testimonies, and I just believe that, you know, we are doing a good work. We believe that God is the one that gave, you know, this idea to us to have this ministry. And then Evangelist Adrian Bernard, who is the overall host, of the broadcast. She's on every day at this same number at 1 o'clock Pacific time. She was in California, but now she's, the Lord took her back home to New Orleans, and that's where she is now. It's 3 o'clock Central time, which is your time, Ms. Jeffries, and 4 o'clock our time, Eastern time. So she has anointed preachers and prophets and evangelists that come on and minister the word of God. But the Lord gave us testimonies, and I believe it's testimonies. We hear a lot of preaching, but I believe the testimonies let people know that what is being preached to them is being manifested. You know, the things that they're hearing. Go ahead.
That's how, really how I was made a believer, through testimonies. Because I would go to this prayer, the church that I got, where I got saved, they, from Monday through Thursday, they would have prayer every morning, and they would testify, read the word, and teach, and whatever. And I heard this lady, she was up talking about Jesus. And I had never heard nobody talk about Jesus, because I was raised in a religious setting. And I had never heard nobody say nothing about the goodness of God and about Jesus. And she was declaring that she would not deny Jesus. And I started, every time I would hear a testimony, I would say, Lord, that's the kind of religion I want. And finally one day it happened. I was sitting, I was in a, what they call Miracle Day service, which was on a holiday. And the people were testifying, and oh, and I mean, it just sounded so good. I had never heard anything like that. And a woman was sitting about three benches behind me, and she started speaking in tongues. And I turned around, I looked at, beg your pardon?
I was just saying, yes, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
And she started speaking in tongues, and her voice changed, and she started sounding like a man. And I looked around at my sister. I said, why is she sounding like a man? She said, that's the Lord speaking. Well, we was whispering to each other. And he said, I speak to you, be holy. Holy is the way. I speak to you, be holy. He said that three times. And then she went back to speaking in the tongues when she first started. I tremble. And you hear that song saying, I tremble, I tremble. I was so scared. I didn't know whether to come back home or stay at church. I didn't know what to do. So I came on home, and I got home, and I told the Lord, I said, if you let me get back to that church, I said, I'm going to join. I didn't know how to be holy. I thought if I join them, that would make me holy, because, you know, I saw the way they were, and I wanted to be like they were. But I had prayed the 51st Psalms. I was praying it, reading it sometime all day, every chance I got. I stayed in that psalm. And it was in that psalm that I saw myself a sinner. I saw that my heart wasn't right. And I sought the Lord and asked him to come in my heart, to create in me a clean heart, to renew in me a right spirit. That was what I prayed continually. And that Sunday, I sat in the church waiting for them to make the altar call. I asked the Lord to save me. And he did. He came in my heart with that scourge, like he went in that temple and threw out those money changers and those that sold doves. I didn't know so much stuff was in my heart, but hallelujah, glory to God, he came.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. And he cleaned me up. He changed my heart. And I went about a month ago for a stress test. because my doctor wanted to, you know, they doing their physical and all. And that technician, I was lying on the table, and she showed me everything. She said, "You got a perfect heart."
My God.
Oh, my God. You know, I thank God for that. Oh, my God, I praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I thank God for salvation today. I read the 6th chapter of Ephesians often because there I see what he has given me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that armor. But my first piece is my salvation.
Yeah.
That's that first part of his, of the armor of God. And I thank him for that breastplate. I thank him for my loins being girded about with truth.
Yeah.
I can thank him for the gospel of peace that has been prepared for me to walk in. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. I just thank God for it all. I can even thank God for your ministry because to me it's a way that has been made for me to tell about the goodness of the Lord. It'll go out. Somebody will hear it, perhaps,
yeah,
and believe. If he done that for them or for her, he'll do it for me. Maybe somebody will say, like I said, "Lord, do that for me." And it's a good thing. And I just say to you, continue and ask God for strength and to show you ways, a better ways, because his ways are past finding out, but he can show us his ways. And I just thank God for you this morning. I hope someday I'll be able to meet your husband and we all can talk. But if not here, there.
Amen. Amen, amen. I thought you had met my husband before, but he, you know what? Today I wasn't going to open up the lines today, but I know this is God. I know this is God. Sometimes I just get a little discouraged because I know what testimonies do, and my testimony is a lot like yours, Mother Jeffries. I was invited to church, and I went to church, and it was during the time that they were playing those movies about heaven and hell, and back in the 80s. They were very popular back then, and I went to a yes, and I went to a church on Cottage Grove, on 90 something in Cottage Grove, and I never forget. I was sitting in there, and I was like looking at the movie, and I was like, "Lord, I do not want to go to hell." Well, we were raised in the church. My mom didn't. My mom was saved, but she was in a backslidden state, as the church would call it. And so, but she would send us to church, and so I was raised in the church. So I was sitting there and had been toiling back and forth about being saved, and I gave a testimony some time ago about how the Lord, I always say that the Lord fooled me, but he wooed me into salvation through many, many channels. But a little boy was walking down the street. He couldn't have been any older than 8. And he was just cursing his head off. And I said to him, I said, "What would God say hearing you?" Now, I'm not going to church or anything. And I said, "What would God say hearing you cursing like that?" And he looked at me and he said, "God." He said, "Who is God?" I had just had my son, Mark, and I was like, "Lord, I said, I don't want my son to ever let those words come out of his mouth." And then I started going to a church across the street from Calumet High School, a small apostolic church across the street from Calumet High School. But I went there, and I didn't have any intentions on being saved. I just didn't want my son to be, you know, a heathen and not know anything about God. So we went there. We went there for, I guess, a couple of years. You know, we didn't go consistently, but we would go. And I was dating Mark's father. We weren't married. And he said to me one day, he said, "Billy, you don't know whether you want to be in church or whether you want to be in the world." And he didn't say it in that way. But I said, "You know what? You are right." Don't talk to Grandpa because Granny's on my broadcast. That's my grandson. And so I said, "You know what? You are right." And I told my mom, I said, "Mom, come and go to church with me Sunday because I'm going to get saved." Well, before that, back I determined that I was going to get saved from watching the movie The Rapture. But went to work, and I'm like you, Ms. Jeffries. I didn't know that I could call on the Lord and be saved, you know, in my home. Of course, we want for you to be, you know, to get the witness in the church, you know, but you don't have to be in church to call on the Lord for salvation. Anyway, so I was like, okay, this Sunday I'm going to church. I was praying all Sunday, all week, "Lord, don't let anything happen to me before I get to church because I need to be saved. I don't want to die and go to hell." And so I went to church and I got baptized and I tarried for the Holy Ghost and I didn't receive it that day, but I went back that evening and I was just determined, you know, that I wanted to be saved. And, you know, people say, "Well, you get saved out of fear and it doesn't last." Well, I can say that was in 1981 that I received the Lord in my life. And this is 2014, and I'm yet holding on to the Lord. It's a lasting thing. It's something that, you know, if you truly desire for the Lord to keep you, Ms. Jeffries, and I know that you can attest to this, if you truly desire the Lord to keep you, He will keep you.
You have to have that hunger for it.
Yes.
You have to want it. You have to want it. Yeah. He makes Himself available to you, just like when you cook. You have made the food, you have prepared it, but and you put it on the table and you tell your family, "Dinner is ready, come eat," and they don't come. It's still prepared.
Yes.
If they don't want it, they're not going to eat it. The Lord told me something about my husband one time. I was going through, after I got saved, it was awesome chaos all the time, and I would cook and he wouldn't eat. And I decided one day, well, he's not going to eat if I cook. I'm not going to cook. And the Lord told me, He said, "You cook it and let him refuse it." So we got to keep doing it, okay? You want it, you go after it. And that's, it's a constant thing. Every day we have to get up and do. We can't see because we know we have had a taste of it and we know the difference now. So, yes, you're going to go after it. Sometimes it seems like He's not there and you're wondering, but I thank Him for His word, that I can go to His word and I can find consolation in His word because it don't change. I've been reading the same Bible all these years. I don't know what month you got saved, but I got saved December the 27th, 1981.
Oh, that's I got saved, March the 15th, 1981. And
okay.
I received the Holy Ghost on tax day, April 15th. 1981.
Oh, that's wonderful. That was 82, right? And 82. No,
uh-huh,
April.
81.
Oh, April.
Yeah,
March,
April.
Right, March,
the next
April,
month.
April. Right.
Yeah. Yes, I never.
He has been good to me.
Yes.
I hear you say you wouldn't believe it. That's true. You wouldn't believe it.
Yes. We serve
I can say, but I mean, knowing that you are in the Lord, you would believe it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't know how many people you have, you know, on your broadcast, your prayer line. But it's good to be able to communicate. And like when you came on with the scripture, oh, magnify the Lord with me. This is what we do. It's still a learning process. Every day is something new. But we can wake up and thank God for it. I really thank Him for it. I went on last week. My phone was in the children in my room, and my children was here from out of town.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know where I had put the number. I had to get the number again. But God is good, and I just thank Him for it. So
He is so good, and I just thank the Lord for you coming on, Mother, because you really have helped me. Like I said, I wasn't even going to open up the lines today, and I was just going to play some music. We have our grandson here with us, and his dad is not here, so he's a little busy. And so I was like, well, you know, when he wakes up, he makes a lot of noise, and I wasn't going to put it on. And then I was a little discouraged, to be truth be told. I was a little discouraged because, it's been a little difficult for me to find people to come on to give their testimonies. And I said, Lord, I know that there are people out there that have awesome testimonies. We've had testimonies where God has miraculously healed people from one of the brothers fell from his roof. I think he said he had like 10 feet ceilings. And, you know, that's a fall. That's a fall. He fell in his bathroom, and the Lord kept him from hitting the stall, the bathtub, the sink, or the toilet, but kind of bent him, and it injured his back, and he wasn't able to walk. But God, they told him that he wouldn't walk for months, and I think several months before they had diagnosed him to be able to walk, he walked into the doctor's office, and the nurses and everybody that was in there just started applauding because they knew, you know, that he had been healed. We've had a testimony of a young man that died. The Lord brought him back. We had testimonies. Last week was a rebroadcast of a testimony of Pastor Linda Jernigan, who lived a homosexual life for over 20 years. The Lord has saved her, and she is an advocate now against them allowing homosexuality to, you know, homosexual marriages. She goes to Springfield, you know, to talk that it's not necessary. And, you know, God is just using her. So I know that we've had some awesome testimonies. It just gets a little discouraging. But, God, I know that this is a test. And you, Mother Jeffries, have helped me over this lump today of not, you know, coming on and saying something for the Lord. Because even if we don't have a testimony, even if we don't necessarily have someone to come on, there's still so many things that the Lord has done for our family that we can testify. We can give testimony of the things that God has done. He just brought me through. I know that you know that I was in the hospital the beginning of March, and how the Lord brought me through that and didn't realize the seriousness of what I was going through until my last visit with the surgeon. And, you know, he just looked at me. He kept in the hospital, he kept, you know, saying different things to me, but it wasn't clicking. But after he removed the draining tube that I came home with, the last one, and he just looked at me and he said, you know, this really could have been a different ending to this situation. And it hit me then that he was saying that I could have died. And, you know, I didn't realize, I knew that I was sick with a bad gallbladder, but I didn't realize that it was at the point where I could have died. You know, so God is just good. He brought me out of that. He's healed me. He's just done miraculous things. My son walked away from an accident that could have been tragic. He was bending over trying to get his shoelace out of the accelerator pedal and had his head bent down. And had he not been bending down, he really could have been his head chopped off. Because when you see the pictures, there was he ran into a house. He was knocked out, and he ran into a house. And that you can see there's a piece of wood that went across the dash that where his neck would have been. And he really could have been decapitated. And so, you know, God is just good, and he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy.
He is. Are you talking about that man falling?
Yes.
Have you heard of an 80-year-old person falling from a ladder and get up with no bones broken?
No, Lord. Is that one of your testimonies?
Yes, ma'am, right here in my house. I had been up in the attic, and I was on my way down. The floor was magnified, and I thought I was stepping from that. It was three steps on the ladder, and I was on the middle one. And I stepped down thinking I was stepping down on the floor because it was up there level with where I was stepping.
Uh-huh.
And I fell when I realized I was falling. I tried to break the fall.
Jesus.
And my sewing machine was sitting on the tray table, and my head went down, but under that tray table, I was wedged in it. The machine hit me in the top of the head.
Jesus.
And Keith heard me when I fell. He came running, Mama, what happened? You all right? He had to weasel me that table from all over me. I was down between it, and I got up with no pain. And that night when I got down to pray, I heard the Spirit say, hot water. And I got up, and I went and got in the tub and just soaked myself in some water. That was on a Monday night. Then that Tuesday, I went to church and they prayed for me. I've been fine. I had no pain, nothing. And it's nothing broken. Not one of his bones was broken.
My God. My God. Now, you know that was nothing but God.
I'm telling you, it's not much that you can't mention that I don't have a testimony for it. That's the truth. I can sit here and talk to you. Tell you things that they sent me to a cancer center, and I was supposed to take tests. I haven't had them tests yet, because in a dream where they had scheduled me for the test, the Lord stood by me in a dream and told me I paid for that too. They called me the first day of January 1999. They called me that Saturday and said we called to approve your appointment. I told her cancel it. I said I'm not gonna take it. I haven't been back. And that was the reason I left the church where I was, because when I gave that testimony, they ridiculed me. And because when I testified, you know, I don't know if you are familiar with some of the churches of God in Christ. They have a way that they do things. And I wasn't jumping and screaming and carrying on. They didn't accept my testimony.
Mm.
So I left. Because, see, I know it was the Lord. I'm going to a cancer center, and they going to let me go? I can say glory to God. I've been through it. When I say I got testimonies, I could write a book of just testimonies. Of the goodness of God, of things that I know when the Lord is saying something to me, I know when he's speaking to me in his word. And I just feel like, well, no, I say, if you don't receive me, I go on. Well, that's what the word said. If they don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet.
Mm-hmm. That's the word.
Yeah, so I left, but I didn't experience it. They were sending me for the test, but I wasn't going to take it because the reason I wouldn't take the test, number one, the Lord told me that he had paid for that too. The other reason they was going to use a needle to go through my bone. I don't know if you know about it. It's a long, real long needle they use to draw marrow from your bones, and they go through your hip. And I had it one time way back early in life. I wasn't even saved then. So I knew what it was, but I wasn't at no cancer center when I took it. It was at a job where I worked at Presbyterian, and I took the test then. But I wasn't going to take it there in that center. I wasn't going to let them inject nothing in me. That was the reason. I knew how they was going to do, and I didn't know what they would have in that deal. But I just believed the word that God had given me. I stood on it, and I'm still standing on it. Sometime I get a pain or something, I say, well, he paid for that too. I say, whatever that is, he done paid for it. Glory to God, he paid for it.
Glory to God, yes.
It's the cross. He paid for it. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins.
Yeah.
Through the blood of Jesus and the cross of his Christ.
Yeah. And by his stripes, that's my scripture. By his stripes we were healed. It's already done. Like
it's
you
done.
Said, Ms. Chester, he paid for it. I already paid for that. You don't have to go through that.
He told me one morning, I've done all that I said I would do. It's already done. If we could just grasp that, to know that it is done, when he did it all, he said it is finished. It was all done. He had done all he came to do.
Yeah.
When we look at the fourth chapter of Luke, in that 18th verse, he tells us why he came. And he did all he came to do. He came to heal the sick.
Yeah.
Didn't he? Did he do it?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes,
he
did.
Yeah, well, I didn't get online to preach.
That's okay, Miss Jeffrey. Let the Lord use you. He did. He said, it is finished.
Yeah.
He declared, it is finished. It's finished.
Yeah.
And so
all that we need,
he's already done.
But if we can believe it and receive it, we got to believe it, then we have to receive it. Okay?
Amen. You know, the scripture that has been going through my head is, because of the condition of the world now, people are losing faith. Ms. Jeffrey, I know that you know that. People are losing faith. And the scripture that has been just going through my head is, when Christ returns, will he find faith in the earth? Will he find faith? And we miss out by not reading our word. We miss out by not communing with God. I was telling one of my kids about our microwave salvation that they have now. I'm glad I got saved when I got saved, because it's now. I don't want to say that they're not saved, but I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, save them the way you want them to be saved, not the way that I think they should be saved, but doing the things that I think they should be doing. But I'm putting that in your hands. You know, I'm putting that in your hands. We have to stay in our word.
Do you have your Bible?
I do.
Go to Matthew 8 chapter.
Matthew 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm there.
I want you to read the 10th and 11th verse.
NIV.
Oh, you read This is a New King James.
This is a New King James.
Uh-huh. Well, let me read it from my Bible, because I have James.
Okay.
This is the 8th verse, and this was where Jesus had cleansed. He was cleansing the leopards.
Right.
And centurion came to him, asking him to heal his servant. But in the 10th verse, after he had talked to Jesus, he said, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. 12, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out unto outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why were they cast out? I'm asking you now, why were they cast out?
For not having faith.
They was in the kingdom. Why were they cast out?
For not having faith, not believing. That's it.
That's right. So that's what, and you talking about the faith? No, they started out with faith.
Yeah.
They started out, but they didn't continue in faith. Therefore, he didn't find none, and they got cast out. Think about it, being in the kingdom, and this is the problem. Mostly is a lack of faith. We don't believe God. We don't believe the word of God. My thing that I'm seeking God for, that I find that way that I have not walked, is keeping the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be hard, is it? Should it?
No. It shouldn't be.
No. Shouldn't be. But we got
to
believe. I remember the beginning of my faith in the Word. I was seeking the Lord, and I was reading my Bible. I wasn't even going to church. But I had a desire. I was sick, and I was trying to find healing. I had been to doctors. all kind of doctors, witchcraft doctors. Anywhere anybody go told me to go, I went. And one day I looked at the Bible and I said, surely there must be something in here that would help me. And I started reading it. I would carry that Bible with me at work. I would have it under my arm because I wore a smock, and I would keep the Bible under my arm with me all day. And every chance I got, I would go in the bathroom, on the staff steps, anywhere I could find a hiding place, and just reading it. I was just reading it. I began to hunger for it. And that's when I stumbled across the 51st Psalm, and I couldn't let it go. And everything I read in there that I saw where the Lord had done for somebody else, I would say, Lord, do that for me. When I would go to the church and they'd be testifying, I said, Lord, that's what I want. I said, do that for me. That's the kind of religion I want. That's the way I was talking to him.
Yeah.
One day I read in Matthew about the fig tree, how he spoke to the fig tree. His disciples were with him. And he told them that they could speak to a mountain and it would obey them. And I thought, oh, I can speak to a mountain. This is the natural now. Oh, I can speak to a mountain and a mountain will obey me. I started trying to figure out where I could find a mountain. I said, okay, if I go home, I can find a mountain there because I know we go through Tennessee. And, you know, you go through the mountain. And I wanted to go home so I could speak to a mountain. But then after I got saved, I understood the speaking to the mountain. It wasn't that easy. Now, that it didn't come just right away. But as we go along, we get it. Like the Bible says, here live, there live. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And then finally I began to understand speaking to the mountain. Your mountain may be different from my mountains that I have.
Right.
But we are taught through the word that we can speak to that thing, whatever it is. I grasped something the other day that Jesus said to the woman. When she had that issue of blood, he said, "Whoa, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity." She had a spirit of infirmity. See, so many times we overlook, because we be looking for one word, but we overlook what's before that loose. The woman had a spirit of infirmity,
uh-huh.
And she had to loose from that spirit. When he told her, thou art loose from thine infirmity, he didn't say spirit of infirmity, but the spirit of infirmity had been mentioned before that. So she had to be loose from that thing. But I also found out that just saying it or just reading it one time don't get it. You have to stay with
it. Yes.
You got to stay with it. You got to do it like a dog do a bone. You got to gnaw on it. have you seen a dog with a bone?
Yes.
He puts that bone between his fingers and in his hands, and he holds it, and he just go from one side. He turns his head to one side, and he turns it to the other side. He working on that bone. Just like in Joshua 1:8, he said, meditate on it day and night. When we do that, it's just like that dog stay with that bone. He just chewing on it. You just chewing on it. You meditating on it. I was sick, and I was so sick, I felt like I was going to die. I started making arrangements to myself, planning my funeral. And I was quoting scriptures, and I mean, I was saying stuff I didn't know was in me. I was quoting scriptures and finally, these are the words that came out of my mouth. this sickness is not unto death. I knew when I said it, it wasn't me saying it.
Uh-huh.
I jumped, got my Bible, and I found it. Went to John 11:4. He said, this sickness is not unto death. He was talking about Lazarus. I took it. And you talking about running with it and standing on it. I stayed with it. This sickness is not unto death.
Yes.
A friend of mine was in the hospital. I went to the church that night and testified about what he had done. Two of the missionaries, they caught it. And they went to the hospital with it. You see, what you are doing, you are reaching others. It takes one to reach one. I used that scripture that he gave me, and when I testified about it that night, they took it and went to the hospital, and the patient was delivered.
Amen.
I hear a song sometime, and in that song they sing, passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along. So this is what you are doing with this testimony prayer line. You're passing the faith along, allowing one to reach one. And we all doing it all in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Jimmy heard it. And he told me, now I can tell somebody else. You see what you understand
yeah.
where I'm going? It takes
yeah.
one, reach one. Just keep on doing it. God knows what he's doing. It's
yeah.
given
Thank
me
you,
an opportunity to tell about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for me.
Jesus.
He has done so much for me. The one thing I'm standing on now that I'm believing God for, that's written in his word, he said he would save me and my house.
Ah, that's, Ms. Jeffries, we right there together. I keep telling the Lord. The Lord told me shortly after I got saved, I went to a prayer breakfast with Joanne Allen then. Now she's long. And
uh-huh.
the Lord told me, he said, I was praying. We were praying for our family. And the Lord told me, he said, I'm going to save your family. He said, I'm going to start with your Uncle Jimmy.
Wow.
And I said, I grabbed hold to that thing. I got saved in 81. I believe, I don't even think I was married at that time. Or maybe I was married at that time. But I got married in 85. So that's still, you know, a long time ago. And I remind the Lord of that. I put that up before the Lord. You said you were going to save my household. And, you know, Uncle Jimmy got saved before he died.
Praise
Uncle
God.
Jimmy came to the church, and I had been inviting him. And I don't know if you really got a chance to know my uncle, but he was a great person. But he was a jokester. He would joke around, and he would, you know, he would be telling you the truth, but he would be telling you in a joking way. But anyway, Uncle Jimmy came to the church, and he was a very proud man, and he was a, you know, he was into politics, and, you know, he hung with Harold Washington and with what's the black mayor, the other black mayor, Eugene Sawyer. He and Eugene Sawyer were very close friends. Well, Uncle Jimmy came. I invited him. I was going to be, I don't know if I was emceeing or I was doing tests. I can't remember. I was doing something. And I invited he and Hunty to church. And they came. And when the altar call came, Uncle Jimmy got up. I was floored. I don't know whether I shouted all over the church or what, but Uncle Jimmy came and he got baptized, and then he went downstairs to the tarrying room and received the Holy Ghost. And at his funeral, Pastor Tony Williams testified. He was a testimony, but he said when Uncle Jimmy got down there, he said he wore dentures. And he said he took his dentures out because he said he didn't want anything to hinder him.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you.
He received the Holy Ghost. He said, and I could tell that this was a proud man. He said, I could tell. He said, but when he took his teeth out his mouth, how y'all don't both see ya.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
He said, I knew that this man was serious, that he was serious with the Lord. And I tell the Lord, Lord, I don't care what I see with my eyes. You said that you were going to save my family from Uncle Jimmy down. And I stand on that. I stand on that. Hallelujah.
Well, I stand. I have to stand on his promises because he gave me the 54th chapter of Isaiah. And one day I had gone and had driven the car to Carbondale and back on a tire that the lugs had been loosed on. And because I kept telling Chester to check the car. And we got back, so I put a demand on him to check the tires on the car, and he came and he discovered that the lugs, somebody had loosened the lugs on the tire on my car, trying to cause me to have an accident. But the Monday before that, Friday, this was on a Friday, and that Monday I was warned, spirit was fighting. And I was talking to the Lord, and I told him, I said, I can't handle this by myself. And he spoke to me. He said, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Well, when Chester discovered that the lugs had been loosed on the car, I said, Lord, I don't know where it's at. I said, sure, man. I got my Bible. When it opened up to the 54th chapter of Isaiah. And he started me to reading at the 4th verse, and I read the rest of that chapter. When I got to the 17th verse, for the last verse, it said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. But in that chapter, it said, it told me, it's in the 13th verse, that all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. And I'm expecting that. Yeah. I'm expecting it. At what time did your what's your time limit? How long do you stay on?
Oh, I have until 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to get off the phone now. Yeah.
All right. Well, Miss Jeffrey, you have been a blessing to me, to this ministry, to the hearers of this, whether they're on the internet listening to us or whether they will go in the archives to listen. I see Jimmy is on. And
okay.
Thank you for calling in. You have really been a blessing to me today. And I just thank you for calling
in. Yes. Amen. And I thank your husband for the prayers.
Amen. Well, Jimmy, do you, before she leaves, do you want to say something to her? I'll open up your line.
Praise the Lord. How you doing, Ma?
I'm blessed.
I'm so glad that you came on this morning. And your testimony, I mean, all I can see is, my God is good.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he
you know,
is.
And I thank God for you. And cuz, I thank God for you, too. You know.
Amen.
And I'll be in touch.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you for calling in. Love you. And I'll be calling you. I'm going to be calling you.
Okay,
love you,
Miss
Jeffrey.
Bless. Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless
Bye.
You. Amen. Bye-bye. I mean,
hey,
just
Bill.
A blessing.
Yes,
just
indeed.
A blessing. Just a blessing.
Oh, my goodness. You
just
know, I think we were sitting at her table, her kitchen table, and she, I don't know what we were talking about, and then she just started talking about, I don't know, she probably didn't mention it. I came in a little late this morning, but I don't know if she told you about her neighbor or her brother-in-law or something, to getting his Bible. Did she mention anything about Well, anyway, we got to talking and everything. And, you know, I mentioned to her, you know, about the when I had the problem with the furnace, you know.
Yeah.
And I
mm-hmm.
told her, I said, you know, I had been through this before with the furnace, and went through a lot of change. And I said, but this is nothing but the devil. This time, I had the same. Well, not so much the same problem, but I could see some of the, you know, some of the problems that I was having before this time. And I just said, you know, this is the devil trying to come in and blind me, you know, where you're going to be cold, you know, you're not going to have no heat. I'm like, no, the devil is a lie. I called Chester and told him. And he said, well, you know, you got to do it. I said, okay, I'll do, you know, what I saw him do before. So I did that. It didn't do anything. So he said, well, go down there and check the pilot light. And I said, well, I didn't know there was a pilot light on a furnace. He said, well, it is. So I went down there and checked it. You know, it would go through the motions like it was going to come on, but it didn't, you know. I mean, to the fact where it would start blowing out the heat. Well, it didn't do that. So I just said, okay. So I just came back up here, and I messed with the thermostat, turned it off, turned it back on. I said, okay, let me turn the fan on. Well, the fan worked, but still no air. You know, for the heat. So I said, okay, I'm going to turn this on a certain temperature, like 80, 70, 75, you know. And so I turned it on, and I just left it there. In the meantime, I forgot all about it. I went to praying. And I think I had talked to you that day or the day after, or maybe even the day before. And that evening, it just came on. It clicked on. I said, this is God here. You know, this is God here. I've done everything I was supposed to do, and God knew I didn't have the money to get any work done.
Yeah.
And by my faith, Bill, my faith is stronger every day. Well, I see God is, he's a way maker. He makes a way out of no way. And every time God has come through.
Yes.
You know,
he'll make a way out of no way. He'll make a way out of no way.
And when Ma said that your faith, and I, you know, I kept remembering that you said it, she said it, and so I keep my, you know, keep in my faith, keep my faith strong, you know, because what you see, the devil puts stuff in your view, and it's not even that, you know, trying to make you think that this is really what's going on. So you have to almost like, you know, it's almost like being blinded. Okay, if you can't see, then you have nothing but your faith. That's where I look at it. You know, I have to keep my faith going. My faith has to be strong in the Lord.
Amen. You know? Amen. I have another caller on. I don't know, caller, if you don't want to say anything, you don't have to say anything, but I'm going to open up your line, and your area code is 336. That's Greensboro, I think. 5054 are your last four digits. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
Amen. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Amen. Amen. Matt, ask who's calling.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Yashua.
Have you caught this line before? A while back. Anyway, how did you hear about us? How did you hear about our broadcast?
Online.
Online?
Yeah. I was out online.
Okay, you said it's Joshua?
Amen.
Yashua. With Y. Hey.
Okay. All right. But did you have a testimony that you wanted to give this morning? I don't know if you know anything about our broadcast, but we're here and we take testimonies of the things that God is doing for his people. And do you have a testimony that you would like to leave with us this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I was listening, and the mother that just got off the phone.
Yes.
Yeah, her words were very powerful. And also the brother that just got through speaking testimony is very valid too. And it just made me just want to say that I thank God for the days that we're in. I really do, because the truth is coming to us in such a way that it can only be God alone. And what I mean by that is that voice that you heard, brother, inside of you, and you believed in what it said, and you had faith in what it spoke to you, and then now your heat come on, and then when the mother was saying, she kept saying it, she say, told her, and she listened to God, and then she would say, then I would go to the Bible, and then it just amazed me how first God, she said, would speak to her, and then she'd go find it in the Bible. And God's word is written in the Bible, but also he's speaking in us too. So I just wanted to say that's the truth of all things, is that God is in us. And I know that we do know that, but because of, you know, certain teachings in religion and also in Christianity, sometimes they tell us to be careful because it might be the devil. So therefore, a lot of us, we don't pay attention to it. You know what I'm saying? Then next thing we know, we downgrade it to just being our first thought or our first mind or our intuition, when all along, it is God. Only God can tell you some things. Hey, brother, you see what I'm saying? And then you have the nerve to have the faith in and watch it come to pass. That ain't no intuition. Who can tell me that's the intuition or first thought? That's God. That is God. That's the true living God walking in the true living man.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank God, man, that the obedience of us all, you know, is coming back to that which is in us, that voice that is in us, you see. And that's the beauty of it. That is the beauty of it, and I just hope that in time that the church can get back to that, the God that is in us, vice versa to the God that's out there somewhere. But that's all I wanted to say, is that it's a blessing to hear others believe in the same thing, the God that's in them.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling in this morning, and share the call with your brothers and sisters that they can call in. Like I said, we are here and we take testimonies of the things, and it is to build us up. It is to iron sharpening iron, letting us know that there are other people out there, like you said, that believe what we believe, and lifting up the name of Jesus. That's what we're here for. That's why he created us, so that we could, you know, tell others about him and cause the kingdom to grow. Amen.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Yahshua, for calling in this morning, and God bless you.
God bless you all, and I continue to keep listening.
Amen. Thank you. We're here every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. We're here from 8 o'clock until the Lord gets through with us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we are, I'm going to play this one last song. I think this is so befitting of the broadcast today. You know, I must make a confession. This is the second year, and our anniversary is the 17th, which is Tuesday, I believe, that I have been a little troubled because I haven't been able to, you know, get the was important. But through Mother Jeffries calling in today and giving us those powerful words of inspiration, to me, lets me know to hold on a little longer, that God is in control, and that this is a blessing to somebody. If it's just a blessing to one person, the Bible says that the angels rejoice over one soul. Ha, ya, ya, ya. Over one soul. Hallelujah. So I just thank God. And the song is Brother Micah Stampley, and it's Overcome in Joy. Then I will be right back, and we'll have prayer and end the broadcast.
Yeah.
scripture that's found, overcome. And it's so appropriate for our broadcast, They Overcame. Amen, amen, amen. Well, babe, this has been awesome. This has been awesome Saturday broadcast. And we just thank God for the callers that called in. It really gave me encouragement, you know, really gave me, blessed me, and just gave me the go on to go on. So, babe, you want to end this in prayer?
Amen. And as we prepare to close in prayer, I just again also want to thank God for the broadcast today and just the richness and the fullness of the mother, that Mother Jeffries that called in. And it was just a great blessing. I had to kind of check out and go into my grandpa ministry this morning, but of all that I did hear from her, it was just a rich, refreshing word from the Lord in the form of just testimony of how good and how faithful God is. And that, I don't know, you could just feel the spirit of rest in the Lord as she spoke and, I would say, ministered to us. Because we know that Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And you could just feel the spirit of rest in her and on her. And we can just be at peace in God when we just let go and let God and just understand that it's He who created us, not we ourselves. He's in control. We don't have to try to be in control. We don't have to figure it out because He's already worked it out. And we just thank God for those words that just have inspired us all. And let's just look to the Lord and just continue to pray for all that will be touched by it. Pray that this broadcast will reach farther day by day, reach more and more people, that they will hear of the goodness, and that more and more people will be stirred to call in and give their testimonies, to write in and share their testimonies with us, so that this will not just be a time of continual struggle, but that we will just have more testimonies than we know even how to manage, that we will use the full time every week just giving out God's goodness, the testimonies of His goodness. So let's just continue to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you for this day. We thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord God, for the rest for us, in us, and on us, that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. We thank you that you have called us friends. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your children, that you are our Heavenly Father who knows how to give good gifts unto us, that when we ask for bread, you bless us abundantly. And even when we ask for wisdom, you give it. You lavish us with wisdom. Lord God, we thank you for every benefit that you bestow upon us day by day, the mercies that are new every morning. Father, we have so much to thank you for, and we just lift up your name right now, hallelujah, in praise and adoration, for you are worthy, you are awesome, you are mighty, hallelujah. There's none like you, Father, right now. Let the words, hallelujah, the rich words of peace and trust and faith that went forth today, let them rest in us, hallelujah. Let us just internalize that we too will walk, hallelujah, full of faith, knowing that you are in control. Let this word go far and wide in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those who have heard and those who will hear, let them be blessed. Let them be healed. Let them be delivered. Let them rise up and walk. Let sight return. Let hearing come. Hallelujah. Let diseases dissolve. Hallelujah. Tumors and growth, let them just come out in the name of Jesus, for you are able just through your word. Lord God, everything that you've done through your word. Your word is powerful. Your word is quick. It's powerful. That's more powerful than a two-edged sword. Father, we just thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Let it go forth. Hallelujah. Scriptures have already been written, and now, Lord God, you're speaking to us through what you do in us, for us, and through us. And let that testimony, Lord God, be a light to the world, that our neighbors, our co-workers, hallelujah, are those who serve us, those who we serve, hallelujah, that they will be affected by the light, that they will see the light that shines in us, that they will see our good works and glorify you and turn to you and come running to you to be saved, hallelujah, snatched from the clutches of Satan, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. This word go forth. Lord God, this ministry, they overcame. And the overall ministry, New Destiny Ministries, let them just flourish, Lord God. Let them be worldwide, hallelujah, affecting men and women everywhere, giving you the glory, hallelujah, building up your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And we want to invite you to, that was powerful, that was a powerful prayer, babe, and thank you for it. And we want to invite you to listen to New Destiny Ministries, A Time of Reflection, Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, at this same number, 858-683-1334, and be blessed by the ministry of Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And, of course, listen to us every week and invite your friends to call in and give their, share their testimonies with us. You know, God is doing great things. And I was just reading in the Word on yesterday where it said, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. We're in a very sinful world now, but we can be encouraged because grace is abounding much more higher than the sin that's in the world. And we can look to Jesus and the finisher. My dear pastor, the late Robert A. Baguette used to say that. He used to, remember the honey he used to say? He used to say that all the time. I just thank God for my pastor. And just wanted, Jimmy, I closed your speaker, but I see you're still on. That Mother Baguette went home to be with the Lord, I believe it was last Wednesday. And so now both of our precious spiritual parents have gone on to be to their reward, have gone on to their reward. And we just thank God for them and thank God for them being in our lives. And we just thank God for every listener, every testimony that calls in, that to give us their testimony and let the world know what we're doing. We are a worldwide broadcast. Block Talk Radio is heard around the world, so we don't know who's listening, who's being blessed by the ministry, and we won't know until we get to heaven probably just how powerful the ministry has been. It doesn't look, we just see can't think of it. In the Arctic, honey, what tore the Titanic up?
The
Titanic. An iceberg. We just see, you can just see a little, you know, of what the ministry is doing above water. in the natural, but in the spirit, it's exploding. It's huge, and we just thank God for allowing us to be a part of that great ministry. And we thank God. And until next week, we say we just want to praise you, Lord.
good. It was good. Let's go anyway. What? I'm just into the block.